Chapter 71.
Dan Dan? He puts his full weight on me again, pinning my arms with his legs. He's wailing, tears obscuring his faceplate, full of rage and sadness, like a man watching his own funeral.
You should have left it in the ground. You should have left it in the ground. You should have left it in the ground.
Something hits him sharp across the helmet, cutting short his tirade, knocking him unconscious immediately. He falls off me. A new silhouette replaces Daniel's, standing against the bright sun, holding a dented solar panel. Aurora. I hear her voice in my calm. I never liked him. I wheeze back.
The tape.
Oh, right. She grabs the roll of PPMM tape, tears off a couple of inches, and pushes her hand through the opening in my suit, pressing the tape against my wound. Immediately, the nano circuitry goes to work, sealing the gash and stopping the bleeding. I'll find out later whether I still have a working liver, or kidney, or whatever organ is currently screaming inside me. Without hesitating, Aurora places another patch of tape across the tear in my suit, and within moments, my gasping turns back to something like breathing. Aurora's hovering over Larson now. Damn, he's got multiple wounds. His suit is shredded. Get him in the bag. I can stand, though I almost pass out, and hand her the bag, an instant inflate life-saving device that every work position has. She quickly rolls it out, shoves Larson on top, throws a roll of tape on him, and pulls the cord. The bag inflates, seals, and pumps oxygen in. We can't even tell if Larson is still alive. There's so much blood. Aurora jams her hands in the emergency armholes in the bag and starts covering him with tape, anywhere she thinks he might have been cut.
God, he's so pale.
Let's get them both back to the ship. Martha? Get the crane ready. Silence.
Martha!
Nothing. Damn. Daniels must have cut her off. I hope he didn't do anything crazy. Like try to kill two people on Mars? Right. We should assume the worst. Let's go. We can operate the crane manually. So Aurora drags Larson in his bag, and I drag Daniels, still unconscious, but now hog-tied with some line, toward the platform that will take us up into the high heaven. I turn to her while we plod along as fast as we can, the pain in my side begging me to stop.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for? This asshole almost killed you. He may have killed Larson.
I thought, just for a second, not entirely seriously, that it might have been...
I whisper.
You?
She stops, drops the bag in poor Larson with a thud, puts her hands on her hips.
You really think I would kill anyone? You think I'm a killer? I'm a singer, you idiot!
I just look down. God, Paper, really, how many times do I have to prove it to you before you trust me? Before you believe me? She jabs a finger into my chest, and I almost fall. I love you, you stupid moron. We roll Daniels and Larson on the platform, and I tap the manual controls. The cable begins to retract, and we begin our rapid ascent to the bay opening in high heaven. Tears stream down my face. If Zach dies... and Martha's disconnected. How are we going to... I'm really sobbing now, panicked. Aurora pulls my helmet up so our eyes meet. Hey, stop. We're going to be fine. You know how I know? Because I trust you. You are the smartest person I've ever met. You're like Super Solution Woman. See? That's called trust. You should try it sometime. I throw myself at her, nearly knocking us both off the platform, and embrace her, my body shuddering. She puts her arms around me.
It's all right, I understand. I wasn't actually Miss Forthcoming in the beginning of this whole thing either.
And it took me a long time to trust you after stage two. And you've got that mother abandonment thing going on. Not to psychoanalyze you too much, but no wonder you've got trust issues.
And the whole Phil City thing, geez, is there anyone from there that isn't nuts? It's just like I've been saying, shut up. Just shut up. And she does shut up, finally, and holds me a little tighter. It feels good. After a few moments, she turns her head, looking down and out across the crater, at the rover way in the distance, now heading our way. Oh, look who finally decided to join us. Drooler. Shit, they're in for a surprise. Droolar? The name combo thing. Drew plus Skylar equals Droolar. I'm trying it out. I don't like it. I don't like you slobbering on me like a freaked out toddler while we're trying to save Larson's life, either. Touché.